so many people attending this group. The topic of this meeting tonight is to get members for a working workshop, that will debate and come up with a master plan for the Rectory farm site.
This isn't a meeting to discuss to it. Whether that should be done or not. So you're talking as if that's already agreed then?
That is not so.
Well,
if we
don't need a workshop. It's a street with a pill, so that it sees intellectually that we're a part of this procedure. No, we're not. This has already been done in the background. It's all cut and dry. And I find it wholly offensive that all these people here have never seen it or ate it.
Is that wanted?
Well, no, you had 39 votes for it. How many
people in this room?
But just
the first question is when is the steering committee going to ask the residents of Buttersford their views on this?
Yes.
You're going to?
Yes.
When are you going to do that then?
As soon as the neighbourhood plan is written.
Yeah, but that's independent.
The steering committee is supposed to act on behalf of the village.
Correct.
And at the moment, the steering committee has just bent over to the Pamphlet Council and say, come on, Nelson, build all your houses here. Regardless of where anybody lives in this village, their infrastructure cannot stand it. And you build on that site like that, it's not going to take 3 to 5 years, but they need the money back. It's been very clear. It's not 3 to 5 years' time.
It doesn't make any common sense for where this proposed site is. It's absolutely ridiculous. For a start, it's highly dangerous. Access, entrance, exit route. Off Long Edge Lane. I mean, we're already at trouble turning right to go out towards Nottingham. Okay. It's very dangerous. So I can't see why you've even proposed the site, which is even intelligent, when you think about it, the intelligence isn't in it. Propose a site where the access and entrance is along somewhere, which is quite ridiculous, to say the least, and it's going to disturb an awful lot of people, and affect an awful lot of people's lives. And I, for one, I'm absolutely disgusted that no one had even been spoken to about it at all. And I think it's absolutely underhanded, and it's a typical of these type of things, issues which go on. It's underhanded.
This is just a proposed site.
No, it's not.
Can we just have silence and please just listen to what we've got to say? I think you've all been misled on this.
Are you saying people here are not intelligent and don't understand what's going on? Yes, they do. We understand how people like development people just come in, sweep away all the people that matter in the shape of progress, and I'm all for progress, but it's intellectually not acceptable to have a site where we are, and we're not going to be a dumping ground for some bloody baritones, excuse me, swearing, and wimpy, or whatever they call themselves, to just go up and steam over all these villagers, some who have lived here all their lives, and have no say in it whatsoever.
Yeah. And second.
Well, that's where you're making a statement, because when the neighbourhood plan is written, this will be an option. And the master plan.
There is no option.
There's
no option.
Who's agreeing that as an option?
You give us a vote.
Excuse me, could you just introduce yourselves first? Because I don't know who you are. And I bet a lot of people here don't know who you are.
No, I haven't.
I don't know who you are, mate.
Please have the courtesy to say who you are, please.
Yeah.
If you could say who you are, because I haven't a clue you are.
Well, that's very important, because you get a chance.
Oh. Well, you started straight into it, didn't you?
Feelings are running high. I don't really care who anybody is. I'm I'm more interested in what's taking place.
Well, I'm for the 19th.
Well, nothing is taking place.
Right.
Oh, no, nothing is taking place. Will you please listen? Nothing is taking place. This is a preferred option. And that's this is a preferred option for start.
But you have decided to
council. Not in front of council.
Oh, please.
All right.
Oh, please.
And our design consultant, we employed. It's been
terminated. Who
are you? It's been rated as... Who's employed the consultants?
We have.
Who are you?
We're not...
Taking
care of the
steering
group. I just want to be clear before we start. And the steering group has agreed that this is a preferred option.
We're going with it as far as...
Well, it's a simple question. It's either a yes or a no. Has the steering committee agreed that this is a preferred option?
No.
You haven't?
No, we don't want it as well.
I don't want it.
So, well, where it says on the letter that I've got, that Nelton Borough Council have taken this as a preferred option and it is agreed with the steering committee. Is that a lie?
It's
simple
to yes or no.
No, it's not a yes or no. Yes, it is.
Yes or no? Has the steering committee agreed with Nelton Borough Council that this is a preferred option?
This is 170.
That's not the question. Has
no,
the steering committee agreed with Nelton Borough Council that this is a preferred option? It's a simple question.
Where has it come from? Where has all of a sudden, we feel like we've got a time to come aside, where has Boxersford all of a sudden come to be in this position where nobody knows anything about it and it's all just taking place? I don't understand. We're a democracy. This is not democratic.
It's really
democratic. It's not democratic.
Has anyone had it? Or a proposal at all.
We haven't been.
Right, it seems to me that the steering committee seems to be steering its own way.
Yes.
There's no consultation whatsoever to the occupants and the residents of
Boxersford. Right, let's start at the beginning.
Can you just explain how we got to this point? So everyone knows why we've got this option here. Just explain the process. Everyone appreciates why we're here and why we've got this option.
So why are you going?
Right. So I'm my chairman of the steering group. Wants to know what the steering group. On my right is Richard Simon. He's the steering group secretary. And unfortunately, we've got apologies from Bob Bateman, who's the chairman of the steering group, who's brought up now. So obviously can't do this. But the objective of tonight's meeting is to ask for some members of the immediate local community of the proposed Rectory Farm site to join the steering group workshops designed to help community explore and design the placemaking process, working as a subgroup to the Neighbourhood Plant Steering Group. There are 7 workshops anticipated. This could be increased by 2. And the first one commences on the Wednesday the 13th of April, followed by the 27th of April, 3rd of May, the 10th of May, the 18th of May, and the 25th of May. And the final one on the 1st of June.
And sorry, what was the 1st of June?
That's the final one.
Can I ask you a question? Are other groups discussing the other options?
And then can you explain the other options?
Yeah. The workshop means it's taking place. That means it's taking
place. Right, Richard, would you like to go through the workshop programme?
I don't think we're at the workshop programme yet.
No,
I think it's
I mean, we've got more than that in this room, so I think there's been a bit of a vote by default, and I think we'll have a bit of a re-vote. If you get these things in normal politics, you know, there's usually a bit of a course and we take the vote again and we sort it out.
Carry on, Richard.
Because it has been very poorly publicised.
Right.
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 On the first point,
Richard,
workshop, introducing the process.
What process?
I'm sorry, are you going to listen or not?
Mr. Morris and the castle woman.
Yeah.
The top person.
No,
he's not
a
hobby.
He's from North Trent University.
Hey, bye.
For the second workshop.
No, whoa. Let's work out who's he being paid for.
I don't know who he's being paid for. He's being provided.
So you're running workshops and you don't know who's funding the expert who's going to be giving advice.
Well, I'm not running a workshop.
But you're proposing to hold these workshops.
Yes.
But what's the first workshop do?
Well, that's what we're trying to
tell you. We're already on the second workshop. What do we do during the first workshop?
Right. This workshop covers design. Design in the planning system, issues relating to design style.
Design of what? Design of what?
And subjectivity. And how political sensitivities relating to standards.
This is of the properties. This is the standards of the properties that are supposedly not agreed to be built on a preferred site. Is that the standards we're looking at?
If this is only one option, and there are two workshops to discuss effectively how best to make use of this option, where are the other workshops for the other options?
Yeah.
Preferred option.
No, it's it.
Of a river. Do you really think so? On a flood plain.
There should be a 10 or 8 metre corridor along the banks of the river. So nothing will be built within 10 metres.
Do you think in this day and age, in what's called climate change, do you really think it's right to build on a floodplain?
Oh,
it's wrong. Thank you. So how can it be a preferred option when you look around the country and see the amount of flooding on floodplains?
But that is not a floodplain.
Yes, I walk those fields for 10 years. That is a floodplain. Those fields flood.
This drainage is flooding.
If you build 300 houses on fields, the water from those houses is going to run in the river. That's not a preferred option for this village.
No,
he can't.
There is nothing else. This is the infrastructure of
this village will not
stand
it.
There's no access, and it's
flooded by the railway. Yes,
of course you can.
That field, you said, excuse me, question. Were all the other sites surveyed as well?
Yep.
And why did we know about that?
Yeah.
Who surveyed these things?
Well, we didn't know that. When I went to the village, to the old library, back in December, all the sites had been rejected except for that, but nobody could tell me why.
Well, as I just said, flooding issues.
No!
Are they next to the river then?
How can they be
more at a flooding risk than fields that are next to a river?
Well, the road site for a start, but that is just a flood area.
Yeah, what did they do? They raised it, they're going to raise it by two metres.
If I remember right, were there not objections against that site as well? They were ignored. Yes, and they were ignored. Well, I think the people of Bottisford this time are not going to listen and be ignored.
No.
I think this time, if you are in a position to make decisions about what's happening in Bottisford, as far as developments go, I don't think you're in a position to do that without to say so, the majority of the occupants of Bottisford. I don't think 69 people, I know it's a small place really compared to maybe Nottingham, but I don't think 69 people are the majority of Bottisford. So, at the moment, you have no mandate at all to carry on with workshops or anything else on this development, because there's very few people other than landowners and maybe developers who want this to happen. That's what this meeting is about.
It's about common sense. The whole issue of this is about common sense. And the common sense of this dictates that it isn't appropriate to build houses in that particular position.
Yeah.
Bottisford, not here at all. Bottisford now is
what I would call full, if you want to use it, saturated with housing. We're not a town, we're a village. We should remain a village. But what's going to happen with that infrastructure? Goodness knows. But it's totally without a foundation to go and start think, oh well, we'll just go and goodness me, we'll build some things there, nobody's going to notice. And I find it really disconcerting and worrying that you would think that people weren't going to object to this, and you're going to come here tonight with respect, this isn't a personal issue, it speaks about the issue of housing, and nobody's going to say anything, everybody's going to join your workshop, which is a sweetened pill for actually it's all gone through, and all you want to do is make people believe that they're actually part of the process. Well, I for one don't want to be part of a process where extra housing is being built now in Bottesfield. We've had enough, the answer's no, take your plans, whoever's doing it, well, I'm not going to be bad mannered,
If you lived here, then you might understand even a little bit more, but you don't. And I'm telling you, the people of Bottesford do not want this.
How long have you lived in
Bottesford? A lot longer than you.
All right. How long have you
lived in Bottesford? Over 30 years. The council's wages are paid by us.
Yep.
And this is our community and this is our village.
You are our parish councillors. Your job is to do what we want, not what you want. You have
what
you
want.
Absolutely. To do what you want to do.
They actually work for the people. People do not work.
Never been in the industry. But what I'm saying is,
we're not doing what we want you to do.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you have decided this, whether 60 people there is other sites that weren't really there. Where are the plans for those so that the people here could look at those sites and say yes or no? You've already decided that.
No.
Yes, Welcome Plan on their website, when you go through all of that detailed and 3 hours of scroll through that plan, there are two sites for Bottesford. We haven't got a choice to put down yes or no on any of the other sites. Just listen to me. Do not interrupt. I'm trying to have my say.
It doesn't have to be Bottesford.
There are two sites that we can comment on. What happened to the other 11 sites that we want to comment on? They were rejected by 60 people, of which 55 of those were in the age group of 50 and above. What about the people here who have got children in the school? What are you going to do with the school? They are at capacity. The doctors have got no spaces, you can't get into them. You can't get down the high street. What are you going to do with another 300 houses with 2 cars each? Yeah. They just pedestrianised the whole of the thing and made everybody go over down the bypass.
I get the point.
You don't get the point. The point is you're sitting there and you're telling everybody in this room
It's not the proposed plan, it is the preferred plan. It's not, it is. Right. What is it?
So when,
and when do we get to choose? When do we get to tell you that we don't want it?
When the neighbourhood plan is written.
And what are you going to put in that plan? Just this one option? There won't be an option. You need to put all 11 in. Yeah, you need to do a plan for all 11 and let people see it.
So everybody in the parish will get a copy of this plan.
Which plan?
We don't want this plan, we want the 11th plan.
You'll get a copy. And you'll have your opportunity to respond to it. And then it goes to referendum. If there's no plan for a council, they say, okay, then it'll go to
referendum. So when do we get the neighbourhood plan then?
Well, it's in the process of being written now.
So when we get that, we'll be able to talk about the sites.
You got it.
That are proposed.
You got it.
So why did you tell me this was that what the meeting was about?
Stop talking.
All you've been doing is talking about what we're going to do to design houses for that site. And I'm telling you, we are not designing houses for that site because that site is not going to be built on.
Right. So when the workshops produce a master plan for that site, it will go in the neighbourhood plan.
Just because I'm not on the agenda or the list of things you're going to say, don't just keep repeating yourself. Move with
the
times.
You're not getting the message, are you?
No.
The message is, when the mind of it, with this master plan on it, you can...
But who
did you find it all?
So what's the load of rubbish? Right, well, you do that then. Stop talking about the workshops. You haven't got time for those. You're going to have to do a neighbourhood plan with 11, did you say? 11 sites?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's only one question.
Can you just tell us what needs to be done by this group of people to stop that happening? How do you stop it happening? If we go on this committee, can we stop it happening?
You're being invited to join your workshop that have input to the way that
we don't want to join your workshop.
In a position to make it happen. We feel, including me,
what happens
that this site should go on.
And I want to actually make this very clear, it was objected to by a number of local residents.
Oh, surprise.
It was objected to by Melton Borough Council. But the government has got a presumption in favour of development. And this is something you need.
You have the right to say where. No, it's not down to somebody in the government.
It is.
When did
the government. When did the government mention Boxford in development? When did Boxford get mentioned by the government as a development site?
Don't believe me. If you listen to what I'm going to say, because I keep interrupting.
But you don't answer the question.
No, I'm telling you, and it might actually ask you a question.
Go on then.
When Denver Road went to the planning inspector, the planning inspector said, yes, the development should go ahead.
whether in fact the local residents, whether Melchimura Council or anyone else objected to it. The planning inspector said it would go ahead. And the only way you can actually overthrow that is taking it to the High Court.
Okay. Can I just point out that the reason, one of the main reasons why that was turned down was because Melton Borough Council did not have a 5-year land supply. It still does not have a 5-year land supply, and it has a 1.5-year land supply. It is losing hand over fist any objections that are going on to building plans. That means that this can go ahead and any other site can go ahead, irrespective of whether we say we want it or not. What we want to know is why we can't go back to Melton Borough Council and say we don't want them in Bottisford. We want you to look at the sites that have Schlar sites that are approved and have not been rejected, that are closer to Melton and therefore have better services, better links, better transport links than Bottisford has. And why... And why has both the steering group and the parish council responded to the Melton local plan on behalf of the residents of Bottisford and not shared that response and continue not to share that response with the public in the villages of Bottisford and surrounding villages?
But your argument should be addressed to this.
We've already responded in our arguments. What we want to know is what have you said on our behalf?
You have not
circulated it. I have asked you for a copy. You have refused to respond to me.
You have seen what's gone in.
I have not. It was talked about at the parish council last week, and you didn't have the courtesy to actually circulate it around the people that attended the parish council meeting, and you talked about this document as if we all knew about it. We don't know what content
it's been.
Not your response. Your response on behalf of the community.
You had our response on the 8th of March.
I have an old response, the response that was discussed.
The same response.
Well, why didn't you respond to me and say that it is exactly the same one as you had back
because
in March?
I've been working today doing other things.
Well, I think it's quality care. I honestly don't think people even know what's going on. I think they're clueless what's going on because nobody has the courtesy to actually tell anybody. And with anything, you most important people are the villagers and their understanding of it, and nobody seems to understand what's going on. So I should take the plan back to whoever started and say, just get it and get a shredder and shred it all and just forget about it because we actually as we are.
But the issue is, I think, it's going to be quite difficult to escape taking them to county.
Because the first thing I knew about this at all was 2 weeks ago, and that was only because someone had pushed a letter through the door telling me that this development was going on and to stop it.
Could you stand up and speak, please?
Going to And believe me, every time I've been in there, I've been thinking with every question they ask and every exercise we do, I think, what impact is this going to have on Gosford? What can I say here that's actually going to bring down the numbers that get allocated to the villages in Gosford? You've got a kind of cascade of things. You've got a number of houses which the government has decided that they're going to deliver. Then that goes down to the local council.
Yes.
So they have an allocation. I think Melton's got, is it six? Then Melton comes to a decision about what percentage of those houses are going to be in Melton.
But how do we get to 41% in Waterford?
Yeah. Yeah, we've objected to that. What percentage is going to be? No, what?
Who's we? Where are kids? No,
these are people who've been on the steering group and people who've been on the.
Communication between the parish council and the parish.
If Melton has decided that 6,000 houses, so one of the first decisions we're making about how they're going to split this between Melton and the surrounding area. So they've decided on a 65% in actually in Melton and 35% around your ground. So we've been arguing for a lower number in the villages, to 70-30 distribution, which would immediately potentially lower the number for Gosford. Then what the planners in Melton have come up with is the idea that they have identified what they call primary rural service centres for sustainability. They don't want people living in all sorts of odd places and driving miles and miles to work. And then they came up with a figure which we'd objected to, which we strongly disagreed, that of these four centres, Waterford should get 40% of the distribution that goes to those four centres. And believe me, we've been in there arguing this.
Where did the numbers change from Waterford expecting to have 200 to 250 houses, which is the numbers I believe the steering committee were quoting in early stages? How did it suddenly change to 400 to 500 houses? Because there's a development over there of 50 odd houses. We've had houses built on the Grantham Road. Now we're talking about, how many houses are we talking about on this proposed site?
370 is the figure that is current at the moment. 370 is the number of houses that Melton have allocated to Waterford in the period 2011 to 2036.
Right.
Okay. So anything built in Waterford up to now has been taken off that. So we've got at the moment
been taken off that 300
houses still to build in the next 20 years.
Plus
the houses you just mentioned on Grantham Road,
yeah,
comes to about 70.
Yeah.
So the net figure for the next 20 years is 300.
No, but you said 270. You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
On that side.
On that side.
So it's already been decided.
Oh, so, no. I'll ask you the question again then. Initially, we were quoted 200 to 250 houses were required within the village area.
Yeah.
Yes, initially. When did it change then to over 400 houses and closer to 500 houses within the village. So if you take 50 houses over there, 30-ish or something, so that's about 80 odd houses, how many houses are going to be built on that site?
We can't. At the moment, it is 300 houses
on that site.
No, between now. No, listen, there's a distinction. Can you understand? There's houses on Rochester and there's houses on this site. There's two distinct figures. The figure.
Is that site in Rochester?
Yeah. Yes, but there are other sites.
Oh, no,
politely saying stupid. It's not a difficult question. We'll go back to the beginning. How many houses are going to be built, not in Bottisford, on that site in Bottisford?
As far as we know, about 270.
No. Oh. Yeah. And I'll say this to you again.
We're recording this.
Yes.
Are you sure that there's going to be 270 houses on that site?
No.
Right. So, how many houses do you think are going to be built on that site?
Well, what we think is
you won't tell me.
That's correct.
It's all been decided. It's all been decided.
You've done a survey, or there's been a survey up there, and your surveyors must have told you the capacity of houses.
There's a planning application.
So you want to tell this group to plan and bridge?
No, I think it's about 245.
This is just a potential option. Potential. So in potential options, why are you spending so much money in workshops?
Jumping
the gun if this is no, a potential option. No, it's not. Don't raise the point just now that Belton do not have a 5-year land supply. That is a 5-year supply of houses on sites that have planning consent. Okay? They do not have that. So one of the things that comes along when the planning inspector looks at site is if you don't have a 5-year land supply, then this site goes ahead. Also, we don't have a neighbourhood plan yet. And Melton are still working on their local plan.
Yeah.
So we are on protection. And the idea of this is if this site does come off, if this site does come off, then this is an opportunity for you to have a say in what that site looks like.
Yes.
It might not come off.
If you then put 269 houses and a full garage, On a serious field that already had insufficient drainage, then how do we know that the flooding that we have experienced in 2009 and 2012 is not going to be made significantly worse? So instead of flooding my garden for 3 weeks, my shed for 3 weeks, and just missing my garage, it actually brings the water level up and flows through my house. The years that we have been flooded, in the village newsletter, the Bottisford Flood Watch Committee were very proud of themselves because we didn't get any floods with all the recent rain. And those of us who were wading through our gardens in Leeds for 3 weeks were going, really? Where were they sleeping? But because the water doesn't come from the river, people assume that we are not at a flood risk. And we are.
Yes.
Have your surveyors taken that into account? Because obviously, as soon as you complete that over, there's going to be huge changes.
Yeah. If you look at the map of Bottisford, it's basically all blue. The very little parts that are not blue.
Yes, but that's developed by the Environment Agency that relates to the river. We're not talking about the river flooding.
No.
And this is the problem. This is why the Environment Agency map does not represent our particular flood risk in the areas that we are surrounding those fields.
Those fields flood. Those fields flood.
I
call those fields for years.
Those fields do flood. As James said, we backed onto that field for a few birds,
yeah.
And he put in land drains 2 or 3 years ago to drain the water away into the river Devon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell me that doesn't flood, and I can tell you it does.
Well, you're talking near to the river again.
So, yeah, we are listening to what you say, but we're just trying to sort of give you an option here. If you don't take part in these workshops and it goes ahead,
if we can't hold to the fact,
then you want to have a workshop. But you've got a chance to have a say.
So the only option is turn up at a workshop or not, but the fact that you're not listening. That everybody is objecting to it. We're not taking that on board. Are we speaking two different languages?
Well, it seems
to me that we are. We're speaking one, which is the language of a totalitarian society, and the other is the language of democracy, which is representation of the people in this
country. No one's going to be happy with development anywhere in Oxford. So if we propose it somewhere else, we have another group of people come here and they'd be as dissatisfied as you.
Because in the last 60 years, this place has got at least five bubbles in flooding.
Yes.
That's why you get the flooding. There's more people bringing water off their own land up the gardens and stuff like that. There wasn't here, there's probably 120 open houses here. Really. And with all of us, we've got. God knows how many
more.
Sorry, more questions.
When you talk about the consultation committee, that's Spottiswood that has to have this without Melton Council. You've already talked about Melton Borough Council doesn't have a local plan. We don't have a neighbourhood plan.
Yeah.
It's like this assumption that Spottiswood is going to have this. But we need a local referendum too, don't we? So what happens if you put this to the village and we all say no,
it goes rejected.
Oh, Okay, we
that's only actually
what's the point of having a plan to have these workshops, going to referendum, was redetermined, and it's still getting forced upon us? It's a waste of time. If they're going to do it, they may as well just force it on us now. Like, you're making us think this is a way of a democracy we can vote, but at the end, it's going to be a dictatorship from Elsie Brook Council. Like, you have it anyway, so just get on with it. It's just a waste of time and money.
Just a question as well.
Well, it's not
doing any protection.
No, just
one question. The whole issue of where the building goes off in that location, I'm presuming, is determined by the viability of the survey. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that survey has been conducted without proper and adequate information, then that survey is fundamentally flawed, correct? Yes. So if that is the case, if they've not taken into account flooding, the potential of flood, which everybody in this room knows exists, then the actual survey that they've undertaken is without substance and is fundamentally flawed.
Can I just Elsie Borough Council commissioned MTEC to do a study back in 2008,
yeah,
where they did all the approval flow, and they, it's not just the River Deben and several rivers. The River Deben actually came up, it says, this is for alleviation flood schemes, it says strategic review of alleviation options, none identified for implementation. They couldn't do it. And if you look at the actual flood map, it's a lot wider than 10 metres. It's actually about 40, 50 metres in some places.
On this side?
Yes, on that side.
Also,
yeah. So why would we even consider that? And it quite clearly says in all the directives that if you build in flood zone 3, there's no residential houses. It has to have in flood zone 2 a test to be able to be used for industrial land or other non-vulnerable uses. That also doesn't take into account that if they have to then build up the land to take into account that floodplain, what it does to the rest of the village. And I think that's the biggest concern of everybody in this room. If they build that land up and they build bridges across and they don't put the proper pits in to do that, and that's a nice drowning risk for our children, what happens then to the rest of the village? And this NTEC report actually takes into account climate change. And it shows that the banks have got to be raised by 1.5 metres to actually meet the flood restrictions within the next, by 2050, which is a long way away if you're talking about a 25-year plan.
Just carrying on with the the Rexford farm site was actually rejected for building by planning commission in 2012 because of flooding. So what's changed?
It's really concerning that the steering committee don't definitely know it's not really good. I find that really concerning. As a speaking of the window, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that.
For the village to propose such a plan, because if I understand you correctly, if we don't have a plan, we're essentially a ship without a captain, and we can't even object to this. By the sound of what you're saying, if I understand that correctly,
bring it back to the referendum. You're throwing out.
Where's the plan come from? Is it down to the village? Is it down to the parish council? I'm still clear. Who is responsible for that plan? What we're saying is we currently don't have a plan. Who is responsible? The villagers?
They're the same papers they sent out when those were being built, and I went down to the flooded room to look at the plans and ask about them, and there's definitely going to be starter homes. The trouble is those starter homes started way out of late. There were a lot of young people here. And that plan you did send out, it was around that Christmas room, though, right? And it was sent back. So I thought this meeting tonight, excuse me, this meeting tonight, I thought, a lot of people thought, was to discuss his proposal. But apparently, it's to get a steering group together to do whatever it is and sort this plan out.
If you don't have a plan, you won't get a chance. At least with a plan, you might have some say.
So am I right to assume?
But there's another side to the picture.
That if we, as the villagers and local residents who are clearly opposing to this, it's essentially our responsibility to come through yourself or someone in the steering committee and form a plan. So hopefully there's a few things clearer for some people here tonight than before coming here tonight. We need a plan. Without a plan, it would seem to me. And is there a time scale on this as to where, without a plan and without a referendum, that it all goes ahead anyway?
No.
There isn't a time scale, or that won't happen?
The plan is due to be completed.
We're working on it at the moment, but we're going to be working on it for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. From today?
Did the steering committee not know we needed a plan?
That's what we're saying. But we've been consulting for 15 months.
Is this plan based on the results of those questionnaires?
Yes.
Well, we don't know the results of the questionnaires. We don't know what you're working on. You're doing this plan from the results of the questionnaire. We don't have the results start, do we?
Who's got access to the internet?
Don't go there. Don't ask me if I'm on Facebook either. Don't go there. Don't assume that this is what I'm
assuming. What I'm saying is, there's a lot of information.
Mr. Dable,
has the highway been informed about the proposed going up to the top of the little bridge? Potentially about 700 cars in the morning. Mm-hmm. To go under that bridge, turn left, and then...
The highway,
but do you think that's going to be all right, Neil?
would be a good thing to say.
Yeah,
I'm
talking about the down there as well, them all going out there.
This is quite far-headed if we actually be talking to
the whole world. What about the airfields, the pit fields? Why can't you before you've got the evidence to go there?
Within your job at Melton Borough Council, do you have any responsibility for the allocation of houses? Because is there any conflict with your borough role that you're paid for and your role as a member of the parish council? No.
What is your role?
Your role?
So, if we just go back, so the highways have to be talked to about the road. So this proposed preferred potential site is quite a way down the road. Excuse the pun. If you're talking to the highways agency.
Yeah.
Because somebody somewhere then is spending quite a bit of money on a site that's preferred, potential, proposed. Or maybe the other way around. So someone somewhere must know that this isn't a preferred or potential or proposed site. This site is going ahead. This site is going ahead. The money that's been spent already and the money that's going to be spent on workshops and people being employed and paid for by, I suspect, the people who want the site built. They're spending a lot of money on a site that you two say is only a proposed site.
But
doesn't it doesn't seem like a proposed site.
There is no plan. If you're on one of these workshops, you'd have input.
No, you were telling me I'd have input into decide whether the house has got an ensuite or maybe a double garage. Or I'm sat here telling you I don't want the house there at all. I don't want a site with two. Probably 270 houses. We're not sure about that yet. The 270 houses for this village, which is five, I know, assuming people, but that would be maybe 540 houses. And assuming, again, it's an assumption, so excuse me, but even if they only had one child, that would be another 270 children in this village. So that would be 540. And 270. That's, shall we say, about 810. Going to a doctor's that already, as I see now when I'm walking the village of Amoria, has queues outside of it that because they can't cater with the number of people already there. I see schools now. So they're getting flooded with children, and I see no reason why our children should be in classes more than 30, and they're already in classes of 30.
Can I ask you if this is a site survey available for the inspection? Is that document publicly available?
I would think so, yeah.
Where would we find that?
From the planning department.
Who's actually saying? Yeah. It doesn't actually say. There is no signature on the bottom. There's no website I can go to. There's no email address. There's no contact address. It could have been if you are so keen on communication, and I do feel sorry for you two because you have had a very rough ride tonight. But I was going to say, you shouldn't expect it. If you're so keen on communication, can we get this communication better? Because I actually wanted to do some homework before this and thought, I've got no idea where to start, and I don't have, at this precise moment, 2 or 3 hours available to scroll through the internet and hope to propose something. So giving us some better information and making this look slightly more official, so that we knew it was from you, not some random bloke down the road who just had an axe to grind, would be a great help. It says the hospital plans, they put plans here and really fully support this move. It didn't actually make clear that that's who said the note has. So if we could just tweak the words so that we were aware of it, and if there was a website address on it, well, we could go to view the plans. Now that I know that thing around me, I'm certain we're on to make an effort to go and look at it. But that's the first I've heard that it was in existence. And the line is not somewhere I visit on a regular basis.
The response to this has been back on April 4th, yesterday.
That's nice. Excuse me, Councillor. Can I just say that the simplification of that is even better? You could send round an actual survey saying, do you, people of Gottesford, do you want this development? Tick yes here. If you do, then no. End of. That's it. And everybody send them back, and I'll tell you what, you'll get loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads. Oh, no, thank you. We don't want it. That's it. There's no need for all this. It's just, do you want it? Simple. I'm a simple woman. Do you want it? Don't you want it? How many people here want this development? Just a show of hands. Want the development? Well, there you go.
Well, as I said earlier,
I've got a friend who works for a national building company, and I spoke to him about this development, and he knows about it, he's a small pot of developers, he works in the planning department, and he says, although it's a 25-year plan, if his company, which is a national builder, was to develop that site, their average is to build is 40 to 50 a year, so he reckons over 6 years that would be completed. End of. The plan is 25 years, the build is not 25 years. And what will happen? That will open up further developments, because this allocation is for today's population, today's building is what we require now. However, in 10 years' time, when they get the population to grow by X, and we'll need more houses, we'll need more development. Yeah. So within the next 25 years, we'll be here again with more houses being planned for Boston.
Before that,
so it's not a 25-year plan. The build is a 5-6 year build. The plan is for 25.
But if it's also done in 5 to 6 years, that increases the build rate of this village. So when there's the next assessment, you get more allocation. Yeah. Because that's how the work happens.
And the numbers we're talking about are minimum, not maximum. So when the planning review
So where are they going to go? Well, that's pretty more energetic than a
without consulting our views. If you had,
we're having these people in this room.
I was just saying, it's been out of consultation for 30 weeks.
No, it's no, it's no, I haven't the information about the house up there. It's not my question. So, for the people that don't work in Cheshire House, we all log on to Melterborough Council, where probably I've been to Melton twice in the last 6 years. Don't have anything to do with Melterborough Council. We're the furthest village away from there. They don't do anything except SDRB and take our money.
But that is your location.
No, it's 1 mile up the road. Again, because it was too far away from
Winston.
Halfway into a process, it's got to be an inspection of something, and people clearly, was included, we have been in the 23 years, do not know anything hardly about this, and I'm still sticking to it, that it's all cut and dry as all these things are, it's all going ahead, and nobody at all has had the courtesy to even do a survey and say, do you want this or not?
That's why I'm sure we're going to allow now the deadline.
That's why you're here. We're actually being part of this process.
Why can we not put the brakes on and go start again?
Because where did this come? What's the whole feeling in the village about this?
Well, it brings back.
Where's Rectory Farm on this now? Oh, that shady bit there.
Yes.
That's right. And, but there's no name written down.
No, but
the
you're
site.
Invited to a meeting.
But
where
you couldn't
are
they? Pay them off. But if you couldn't pay them off.
Excuse me, and when they got there, all the ones that had been rejected had rejected crossing. Mm.
Yeah.
There was no discussion about who rejected it and why.
Yeah.
It had already been made. Decisions been made. Oh, we're going to go for Rexy Farm.
Oh, right.
So between
that
one and
out,
and the meeting, somebody had decided that Rexy Farm was going to be the preferred site. There was no discussion with anybody. Excuse me, I'm talking. There was no discussion with anybody in the village about whether they'd like it there, or there. Somebody decided Rectory Farm, and I'd like to know who it was and why the other sites were rejected. Because I don't know, and I assume you don't know why, and don't say you don't.
It was a consultation on the 11th of December.
What was
it? Throughout the school, the L4 building, and the roads displayed.
Yes, and somebody had already rejected all the other 10 sites, so why were they rejected? Can you tell me why? When they got there, there were already the plans up and it already had # rejected. Except Rectory Farm. Who decided to reject those other 10 sites? Sorry?
Said at this meeting this evening, tell them that those fields flood, tell them that is not a preferred site, is a preferred, but it's a flooding site, and that they need to find themselves somewhere else to build. No more than we are, David.
Yeah. What type of people are these people that you're dealing with? If their response to your concerns is that, I don't bother.
And could we have minutes of that meeting, possibly, to see which one?
Can we have an agenda?
We'll spend hours and hours and hours. So, perfectly silent. site.
We'll get paid for it.
Because they work for us.
Yes.
Would they not? Do they not do it?
What you want them to do?
What the electorate want them to do? Do you not understand, David, about elections? Do you know what jobs it is to represent the people, not yourselves?
He's asking you to put some sort of humanity into it and realise that the feelings about this is a big fat no, and you don't seem to be able to stand up for the people of this village and say to these bureaucrats with a big B, we don't want this in our village. Go somewhere else and do whatever. It's not sustainable.
It's not that you were saying, not in our backyard. It's not a not in our backyard. It's the fact is, the people of this village do not believe that we can absorb that amount of population and that amount of housing on the infrastructure that this village has. And you will not be able to change it to such a degree that it can accept that amount of housing.
Well,
I mean, as a resident of this village, do you actually think, taking away everything else, as a resident of this village, do you think that this village can take that amount of growth? Do you honestly believe that we can absorb that amount of people, that amount of children, that amount of cars, with no bus service, with no train service, with a school that bursted at the seams, with not enough doctors, and on a floodplain? You honestly believe that it can?
Well,
you lie as much as any other politician. Do you believe that this village can support? Honestly, in your heart, do you honestly believe? No, it's like thinking that everybody's on the
east. Or whatever they end up with,
yes,
we'll have to deal with it. The aim is...
What I asked you was, do you honestly believe that this village can absorb all that?
I said it would be a challenge. I answered.
But you're not answering the question.
What changes do
it? So basically you're saying no.
But let me tell you this.
It's not 250 hours. 50 hours.
We're already six years into the 20-year plan. You said 2011 onwards. We're already 5-6 years into the plan, and we've got no plan. And you're saying that we've got Hubby, and then by the time we get to the end of the 20-year plan, the numbers will have increased. Where does it stop? It stops with you voicing our opinions for us, what you're voting for, to go back to Melton and say, Bottingham cannot take this amount.
Redistribute it
elsewhere. If you put 10 houses in Redmarsh, 10 houses in all the other little villages, wouldn't have a massive impact on those villages. But it would take away those houses that will impact us. Even if it took 100 houses out of our allocation. I'm not saying we don't want the houses. I've lived here all my life. And 44 years ago, when I came to this village, we had Bovish Estate, and we had Beckenthorpe Estate, and we had the middle of the village. Yep. And that was it. And the village is massive now compared to what it was. We have absorbed it, but we have had no extra facilities in this village for the whole time. In fact, we've got less shops and amenities now than we did when I was here as a child. How are we going to incorporate this amount? If it was 50 more houses, people would be okay with it. They were upset with Beaver because where are we going to put the children in the schools? We've built two more classrooms. The school is now full. Where are we going to do? What is the plan? You're not discussing the plan. You're saying somebody told me a number.
I've gone four identical abbots. You're not listening. You don't care. Well, that is what it boils down to. If somebody up there has told you a number, you've got a four. Let's just go over it.
Excuse me. I work at Beaver High School, and I don't know how often you visit the school, but the school is pretty full. You know, we have classes, when I first worked there 14 years ago, we had classes of 22 children, 24, and now it's 30. And there's no more room, unless you build another building, which they won't build. You know, so I don't know, when you say we can absorb it, I think you're being a bit naive, really. I don't know how often you visit the school and what you know about the school.
They'll
build another building?
I visited the school, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right.
I visited my walk around the school.
I'm at the senior school, not the primary school. I'm not at the primary school. We have classrooms now. Excuse me, we have classrooms now where we have no more desks, no more room to put desks.
We're talking about this school and thinking about it for the next 20 years.
It's not the volume of cars.
We want to say 250 in total, or 250 on the car.
So do you know what we've been building last year?
Well, the least you can do is challenge it and not just sit back and accept it. No, you haven't. Have you told them their first thought? No, because you're on the screen and you don't even know.
And your committee, because your committee is so far away, you've only seen this person with you, which is a public relations disaster. No one knows what's happening, and it could be really fatal for the people who live here if they get their houses all demolished through cooling the water and everything else.
Scapegoat, blah blah. At the end of the day, it doesn't seem to me that
like, who are able to challenge their decisions. So we need somebody who can challenge their decisions.
Well, I suggest instead of having a workshop, that you actually reconvene another meeting and invite people to the council. And they bring the minutes of the decision making where they reject the other side. And the survey.
Why we've got that.
And the highway survey.
And the highway comment.
And give people plenty of time so they can make arrangements. Because people may have children or childcare arrangements they need, or other or relatives that cannot well, things like that. So they need to make decisions for quite a lengthy time, not just like straight away and spring it on people. We need to know when to take it.
And every house should have a leaflet because we've done it. We did this over the weekend about this meeting tonight. People printed it, people delivered it. A lot of people got involved, but you should do the same because you must assume that everybody has the internet.
So, as I say, I'm draw the meeting to a close. Just if you like, to apologise for the work done.
Can I just make one final point? And that is, if you're going to go ahead with this, whatever it is, this set of workshops, and there's going to be no representatives from the residents, are you going to be putting 15 people from the steering group, who obviously don't represent the views of the community, are you going to be putting 15 members on that workshop and going ahead with it?
10, 15, yeah, sure. But we need people on the
topic
who live in that area. I mean,
it's not just the area.
I don't live in that area.
Can't you see how frustrating it is for us all? You've made a decision on our behalf, and then you're so patronising, you are pretending you are consulting us with that decision. It's infuriating. You have rejected the 11 other proposals because of flood, but you didn't know much about the fact that that site floods.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a survey being done to say it's not feasible to build on that land. You are treating us like idiots. You have not listened to a single point we have made this evening. We want to stop that plan. And you say it's not a plan, but there's a plan on that board that's been created by people not representing us. We're going to stop that. You now need to tell us how we're going to stop that. We will all sign up for a workshop and stop it. We will say to you, do not want that to happen. Right.
Yeah.
If signing up for that workshop is a patronising exercise to say that you have then consulted us that you can go ahead with it, we're not that stupid. We are not going to sign up for that workshop now. If you tell us that if we sign up for that workshop this evening, that we can influence whether that plan goes ahead or not, guess what? We will all sign it and we will run that workshop and we will influence the decision. And you have assumed our opinion. But you have not acknowledged a single point this evening. It's been infuriating. And you should think this evening when you go home just how you've treated us all in the last few weeks.
I'm born and bred in Bottlesford. I've just listened to Dermot. I'm part of the steering group. We have had every meeting over the last 2 years which everybody could have came along to. They could come along to them. We've had meetings in the village hall, meetings in the schoolroom. Who attended them? What did they say? We have been trying to do our best to get the village plan together to stop another Barrett site. This idea for tonight was to come along, and that is not. It's approved because it was visually acceptable in the village. It was out of the way. Looked at the Slough site, which has been available.
At the end of the day, I have lived in this village
all my life too, okay? When I lived on Bowes with my parents, we looked over fields. We then had Laurel Way built. We accepted that. It's part of getting bigger. But it was 50-odd houses. We then had Roberts' Drive. We then had all of the houses down the side of Pinfold Lane. We've accepted that. But on a scale like this, it is going to completely affect everybody at that end of the village.
Yes, I agree.
Visually. Yeah. It's going to impact everybody else in the village.
I agree.
But why did you
essentially...
So why sit them in one big plot? Why not do another 50 somewhere and another 50 somewhere
else? I agree.
So that it doesn't look like a massive building. They will put those houses up in 3 years. It's only a 20-year plan. No company will pay all that money to put road infrastructure, drainage and everything else and not get their money back as soon as they can. They will be chucked up and they will be left.
No, you are absolutely wrong.
She is not wrong.
She is wrong.
No.
The idea of this if that site goes ahead, which is probably not even a viable site, the people that want to develop it have got agents, right? And they want to build an interesting site that will be a very good place for them. And they're giving you the opportunity to put that in. All right, yes, you may turn it down, you may get it turned down, but they are giving you the opportunity to build a nice site.
When they get to a certain amount, yeah, something
local meetings, have the same route, because otherwise when it's set up, you've come up with clauses and things that they'll be had to. Have they put in, if we're doing over 50, we have to give so much back to the village. When we do, how many can they build before they have to give so much back? When the building plan for our village plan is put into Melton Mowbray, and you've all had the opportunity to speak and give us that input, it has been going on 2 years. You were all invited to join the steering group. You were all invited
to join. But what have you done in place under Section
6? When you see that village plan...
What has been put in place for this
committee? We can't put things in place, but we can advise Melton Mowbray. We can't advise.
Well, one of the councillors told me...
We are people out of the village trying to build a village plan.
But there's a section that Sony has to build.
To stop development coming into the village and doing whatever they like. And we are people there volunteering to do it, and we are trying our best to do a proper village plan. And when you see that village plan come out, which you will all get, okay, and it involves all the villages as well, you will be able to have your say, there'll be a referendum, and you can turn the village plan down. But they will be recommended to Melton Borough Council of what has got to be done. Right. But that's all we can do, isn't it? You can't go and say, we don't want this, we don't want that.
Why not?
We've tried it at Beaver Road, madam. And look what we've got. I know Beaver Road, and look what we've got. I'm sorry, but...
Why? Because you can imagine it.
Well, why not?
You don't want it, because you live there.
No, you're talking a load of rubbish, mate. Absolute rubbish.
He's not talking rubbish.
We know that there's been a study to say the land's not feasible for building. We've learned that there's a holding company for the land, which is remarkably fishy given that three different people own that land.
Yeah.
And they've already created a holding company. Can you see how it looks to us? You have not heard the points we've made this evening. Forgive us for being sceptical. Can you now tell us what we can do as a community to stop that from happening? Can we close a meeting with you telling us how we can stop this from happening? Because we'd love to stop it from happening.
Yeah, why not? when the integral plan is written, and I keep saying, it will be circulated. If it goes out for approval, if they approve it, it will be circulated to every house and lease in town. You will then be able to comment on it. Those comments will go into it and amend the plan. and then there's a referendum on it. And if 51% of the people, the number of people that voted, reject it, it has to come back and start again.
Will there be workshops?
Yes. So from this point on, you're wasting your time, because as a village, we will reject this plan.
Well, with respect, you know, you're rejecting something not even seen.
Oh, no.
How long would it be before the village of land comes out?